So what's your creative process like? How do you guys put songs together?
I'm gonna, if it's cool with me, I'm gonna back up one step and then swing back around to that question because it's kind of cool.
Okay.
One of the inspirations for doing this particular project was that I'd done a couple of years of sound design work for Apple, and the software host that we use when we play music is a program called Mainstage, MAIN capital S intercap PAGE, which is part of a larger Apple program called Logic. And I was a major developer on that program. And a lot of what I worked on was, designing sounds, speccing out how some of these virtual components would sound. And I was so under the hood with that project for so long that the other inspiration for this band, besides wanting to do something with my pal Don, was to, take out and to have a way to play with some of the stuff that I've been geeking out on in the studio for a couple of years and to try and bring it into a live situation. And in that world, a lot of the things that I've spent time creating are like individual soundscapes and individual combinations of sounds that, evoke a particular mood and emotion. And more so than any other compositional project I've ever done, in this case, a lot of the process has to do with kind of making palettes of striking and compatible sounds. So it's almost like, I don't know if you imagine, an artist drawing with, pencils or pastels, and they've got a huge, tray with, thousands of different, colors and values and shades. And they have a, picture in mind, and maybe they're reaching into this box and pulling out, a half dozen or a dozen, complementary colors that they think would make a nice set together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit how the composition process works in the band. That there might be a sound that inspired a jumping off point, and then I might think in terms of the second sound that would complement it, and the third sound that would contrast it and make a welcome break from the primary sound, and then I wind up with these sets of between 6 and 10, colors. And then I'll load them into the computer, and then we'll play on them. And then from that point, it's kind of the old, jam in your rehearsal studio until you get something good process. Except in each instance, I'm going into it pre-armed with this, fistful of colors that I have a hunch will blend nicely. I'll use the piano example as a case study since you've mentioned that. That incredibly disgusting, distorted sound, was a sound that I designed for Logic 9, and I always just thought it was just the nastiest, harshest, hard rock sound I heard. I wanted to try doing a piece around it, and then when we started thinking about complementary colors, kind of things that I would tend to pair it with would be these very, pretty, floaty, dreamy sort of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that case, the inspiration was this one particularly gruesome sound, but then kind of playing against the gruesome sound with sounds that are actually kind of pretty and melodic, and seeing how they fit together.